is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Investigators are working to determine if a bird strike and severe weather caused a jetliner to crash at an airport in South Korea, killing at least 85 people, Jonathan Head reports.
A video shot beside Muan Airport shows the Jeju Airlines plane moving at speed along the runway with its undercarriage still retracted and smoke billowing from the engines as they scraped against the tarmac. The plane ran off the end of the runway and hit a wall, bursting into flames.
In the U.S., AAA predicts 119 million people are traveling this holiday week. CBS's Carrie Corrado says there are challenges.
Many racing home to beat the bad weather, including storms in the south, ice and snow in the west.
It's very wet snow.
Yeah.
And even my car, I have snow tires. But when it's wet like that, like underneath, even my car's going to be sliding a bit.
In New Jersey, a massive sinkhole on busy Interstate 80 created a traffic nightmare. It was caused by an abandoned mine shaft. Road crews working around the clock to fix it.
More on those storms from CBS's Katie Weiss in Alexandria, Louisiana.
An outbreak of tornadoes is tearing through the south.
That's just crazy. You can see some debris just flying around.
The severe weather thundering across Texas, pounding areas with high winds and large hail. Omar Godoy watched a tornado barrel towards his Houston home.
And we just started seeing debris just turning. And then out of nowhere, you just see the funnel just come down and just touch ground.
At least one death reported. Russia says its air defense systems were trying to deflect a Ukrainian drone strike when an Azerbaijan Airlines flight crashed in Kazakhstan this week. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble explains.
The Ukrainians have been fairly aggressive lately in launching drone and missile attacks inside Russia as they try to maximize their position before President-elect Trump takes office, when the Ukrainians don't know how much American support they're going to be getting. And the Russians have been very aggressive in trying to fend off those Ukrainian attacks, maybe too aggressive, since all the evidence points to Russia having hit and downed that Azerbaijan Airlines flight on Wednesday with their air defense systems.
President-elect Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to pause the potential TikTok ban from going into effect until his administration can pursue a political resolution to the issue. This comes as the company argues the court should strike down a law that could ban the platform by January 19th over concerns about TikTok's Chinese ownership. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Federal and state regulators are suing another big car dealer.
The Federal Trade Commission and the Maryland Attorney General also say Lindsay Automotive Group advertised low prices that it refused to honor and falsely claimed buyers had to obtain higher cost financing through the company. They say when consumers got to the lot, they found the actual price for the car was hundreds or even thousands of dollars higher than the advertised price because of supposedly mandatory fees. The regulators say a sample of Lindsay's transactions shows 88% of buyers paid, on average, $2,000 more than the advertised price. The company denies it engaged in improper conduct. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
A shareholder proposal from a conservative group is asking Costco to reevaluate its DEI policies, according to the Seattle Times. But Costco is urging shareholders to reject that, saying the success of the warehouse chain is based on a diverse workspace. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, some areas of fog, a mostly cloudy sky, and a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds, maybe a shower or two in the afternoon and early evening, highs to the low 40s. Maybe a little more sunshine on Monday, highs warm to the mid-40s. It's 42 right now.
Thank you. Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Start to cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl.
WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Born to
The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. The death toll is now at least 96 after a jetliner skidded off a runway and crashed at the Muon Airport in South Korea. Jonathan Head reports.
Emergency services reached the aircraft quickly, but there are so far reports of only a few survivors. The flight had arrived.